Our New Testament reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 56. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what the Lord has spoken to her." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God within us, for the word of God among us. Thanks be to God. The mother of the Son of God? I, Mary, I will be the mother to the Son of God? How can this be? I am just a lowly woman. I have done nothing to deserve such an honor. But still, my Lord has looked favorably upon me, of all people, to bear and to bring up God's Son. What shall I do? Where do I turn? With whom do I seek comfort during this time? I know, my relative, Elizabeth, just as the angel Gabriel said, she is with child too. Perhaps with her I can find some comfort and understanding. And so Mary sits out to visit her relative. Our NRSV translations we have in our pew say, "Mary set out and went with haste." We don't know much about their actual visit together. We know Mary stayed about 3 months before returning home. And we know that the two women seem to have greeted each other with faithful joy. Mary quickly receives her comfort from Elizabeth upon appearing at her house. Elizabeth calls Mary blessed. Elizabeth, who herself has been blessed with a child in her old age. This signifies a communal unity between the two women, drawing a relationship between them as they have been similarly blessed. If either of them needed to have someone near that could understand what they were going through, they now had each other. This visit seems to set a grounding immediately for Mary. She soon proclaims in song, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. I, Mary, I am not royalty. I am no leader of my people, but still God has chosen me. Of all people in this world, God has looked with favor upon me. And through me, God looks with favor on the rest of the world. Who am I? Who am I that God might choose me? Who are we? Who are we that God might look upon us favorably? Who are we that God might spread his blessings through our works and through our ministries? Do we deserve God's favor? I don't know if you've ever heard a preacher proclaim our status in the world as a fallen people in a fallen world. Sometimes this doesn't quite compute well with me. I see the things around me and they all seem so good and wonderful, and I lose track and I forget of what is going on for everyone else in the world today. When I think of the fallen world, I think that the world has somehow fallen down a well. The space we are in is confining. We can only lift our arms out to the sides so far, and the space above our heads, we cannot quite reach. All we see is emptiness above us. Fallen down the well, everything is dark and wet. The air is musty, and every breath taken reverberates off the walls. Everything is intensified. Down the fallen well, you start to feel hopeless and alone. Is this really an accurate description of the world today? In our comfort, sometimes it's easy to forget that this is for many people. And as people, we are certainly limited by the failings of our own humanity. We experience greed, anger, jealousy, even resentment. These are things everyone will experience throughout their life in any numbers of ways, shapes, or forms. We are not perfect. In my own view of fallen, when I think, oh, I'm not fallen, I further give example of how I am fallen. In my privilege of being able to wake up every morning in my own bed with blankets to keep me warm these winter nights, I do not recognize my fallenness because of that comfort all around me. That, in itself, I would say, should make me unworthy of God's favor. I have done nothing in particular, I think, to deserve the good in my life. The good, what our society would label as good, my privilege, is something I was born into as a suburban, middle-class, straight, white female. It has often shielded me from seeing that fallenness around me. And yet, God's favor has been given to me and to all of God's children. All of you have been given the favor of God. This story, this nativity story, the lives of Elizabeth and Mary, this is all the fulfillment of God's promise to Israel. Our God is faithful. Our God keeps promises. And our God teaches justice for all. And our God looks past our fallenness and sees our potential for good. God's favor travels down our generations, extending even to future generations. Those who do not even know are to come yet. Mary's blessing was a surprise. The worry she must have felt being unwed and with child at that time must have been great. And yet still she responded, "The Mighty One has done great things for me." And she didn't quite stop there. Her concern, her song, speaks of mercy. It speaks of the hungry and cries out proclaiming God's justice to come. She did not just see her favor as a blessing for all humankind. The favors we receive from God as a people are for all. We must not be afraid to share God's favor. We must not be afraid to fight for God's favor to be revealed in the world. We We must take action for the hungry and the poor, for those are who God blesses. Those are who God will supply justice and mercy. It is this time of Christmas, when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, that we read scripture which deals directly with an unwed mother, population registrations, and refugees. As you leave this place today, may you meditate on the joy of being placed in God's favor, the joy of our being chosen as God's people, even though we may make mistakes and stumble sometimes. Remember, you have been blessed with the favor of God. Go out and share that favor.